Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. This week is Tom Hanks' birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. Hanks. Not that you're listening, but hey, happy birthday. Anyway, he might be. You never know. You'd be surprised in podcasting. He is 62 years young, so good for him. And everybody loves Tom Hanks. Today we're going to look at some of his lesser-loved movies, I guess you would say. Almost all of his movies make money. That's just a given. He's just insane. He's a great actor. And yeah, so these movies today, they're my underrated Tom Hanks movies. These are movies that I think people really need to go back and take a second look at. You know, revisit them and see them for the wonder that they really are. Again, nobody really thinks any of his movies are bad movies, I guess you could say. I mean, there's maybe one or two in there, but again, a bad Tom Hanks movie is like cold pizza. It's still better, or like an episode of Batman the Animated Series, it's still better than 99.9% of the stuff that's out there. So, yeah, he's great and he's awesome. The first movie I want to look at is also the most recent on the list, and that's The Post. This movie came out not that long ago. It came out back in December of 2017, and directed by Steven Spielberg. And I know you're thinking, well, Lance, tell you, The Post got a lot of hype, and everybody really loved it. And yes, but I feel like everybody views it as a Meryl Streep movie. And Meryl Streep is solid in this movie. I don't feel like she's too far out of her comfort zone from, you know, what she does. But there's some phenomenal performances in here. Matthew Reese, Alison Brie, Bruce Greenwood, Bob Odenkirk, Sarah Paulson, David Cross. I really enjoyed this movie. I went and saw it because it was Oscar nominated. And I try and see all the movies that are nominated for Best Picture. And Meryl Streep was nominated for Best Actress. It's, you know, a movie that was super poignant. And Steven Spielberg actually moved around his production schedule with Ready Player One and stuff to get this made and to get it out. Because it's all about the role that the government plays in the freedom of press. And Tom Hanks, you know, helping with this charge, him and his team, which is like some Meryl Streep and all these other great actors. It's incredibly fascinating, obviously based on a true story, and just phenomenally acted. It did decent at the box office. Supposedly the budget was $50 million, and the box office was almost $180 million. So that's really, you know, not bad. It was really good. But it's, yeah, just go see it. I mean, it's out on DVD or Blu-ray, digital, whatever. I still say DVD because I'm old. But go check it out and see it. You won't regret it. And really, just look at Tom Hanks and his performance in there. Another movie I want to look at is from 2013. And that's Saving Mr. Banks. This was, again, Tom Hanks playing, I don't want to say second fiddle, because Emma Thompson does a great job in this. And it's a really cool story about how Disney got the rights to the Mary Poppins story and everything. And Emma Thompson is absolutely amazing. I don't want to take anything away from her. She is phenomenal and wonderful and deserved all the praise that she got for it. Is it the most accurate film? No. But, you know, it's still great because you have Tom Hanks playing off of Paul Giamatti, Brad Whitford and Jason Schwartzman, I think, are kind of the unsung heroes of this movie. As much as, you know, we're talking about Tom Hanks and the greatness and everything. Whitford and Schwartzman are just absolutely great. And BJ Novak, he's really good too in it. But Tom Hanks is Walt Disney. You would swear, that's one thing I love about Tom Hanks is we talk, you know, kind of how he kind of plays the same role, but he makes it his own. And you're watching Walt Disney. You're watching Tom Hanks as Walt Disney, but it's still Walt Disney. And this movie, I didn't see it first run. I didn't see it actually until last year. So I was late to the game on it, but I enjoyed it. And, you know, seeing one of the best play one of the best, it was a whole lot of fun. And again, it's that subtlety that Tom Hanks brings to it that I think really is worth looking at and really worth examining, because it's just so sweet. I mean, he wasn't nominated for anything. Emma Thompson was nominated for a lot of stuff from it. But yeah, Tom, go back, watch it, revisit it. Let us know what you think. Another movie, and this is one of my favorite movies, and I don't understand why this movie doesn't get any love, is Lady Killers. This is a remake, but it's written, produced, and directed by the Coen brothers. Normally, people are all over the Coen brothers, and anything they do, people just love it. But when this movie came out back in 2004, people just kind of looked over it. And you get Tom Hanks kind of as a villain, almost. You know, we talked on Monday's show about he rarely is the villain and how we'd like to see him do that. This is an example of him being the villain. All his weird little mannerisms, this goes back to like what we were talking about with Saving Mr. Banks, is it's Tom Hanks, but it's not Tom Hanks. And you have him playing off of Marlon Wayans, J.K. Simmons, Stephen Root, all these great people. And I don't know why people didn't like it. They're con artists trying to drill under this lady's house, and hilarity ensues. It's a super dark comedy, but it's a great dark comedy. And one of my favorite Tom Hanks roles, if we're being honest. Go watch it. I don't know where it's available. I know it's on DVD because I own it on DVD, but I don't have it on Blu-ray, so I don't think it's on Blu-ray. But you can find it. The next one, and this one is actually directed by Tom Hanks, is That Thing You Do. This is one you need to revisit. Maybe not necessarily for his acting. I mean, he does a great job acting in it. He plays a talent music manager, producer type role of this band who kind of becomes a one-hit wonder back in the 60s and everything that that entails. But you have Tom Everett Scott, Steve Zahn, Ethan Embry, Liv Tyler, Charlize Theron, Giovanni Ribisi, Chris Isaac, all sorts of phenomenal people in there. Rita Wilson shows up, Colin Hanks shows up, Bryan Cranston, Clint Howard, Kevin Paul. Yeah, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. The song is incredibly catchy. It's just one of those fun movies that I think Tom Hanks really captured, because he wrote it also, written and directed. It really captures that kind of 60s hip cool vibe, but still making it kind of relevant and not seeming too dated. I wonder what happened to the O'Neaters. It was like an honorable mention on the AFI's 100 Years, 100 Songs, which it should have been. But it is. It's available on DVD, on Blu-ray, everywhere out there. So you need to go find it and check it out, and it's great. The last film I want to talk about today is another Steven Spielberg great, and that is The Terminal. So I remember when this movie came out, again, back in 2004. There's a lot of 2004 was a good year for underrated Tom Hanks movies. I saw this movie and instantly fell in love with it. I asked for it for Christmas, and this is a memory I'll never forget, is I was home at my parents' house for Christmas, and this was one of the gifts I got. And it was like a four-disc special edition, blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. And because my dad was like, well, I know you always get the fancy edition. My dad's not a movie person, so it was really sweet. But this movie about a guy who is basically stranded in JFK Airport because his passport isn't valid, and how he struggles to survive and falls in love and just everything that happens. I mean, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Stanley Tucci, Diego Luna, Zoe Saldana, just so many wonderful, wonderful people. He is Tom Hanks with an accent, but lovable. I don't want to say naive. Naive is the best word here. Naive Tom Hanks with an accent. And I adore this movie. A lot of people look back at it and they're like, oh, well, that's like kind of a low point in his career. But it's not. And it's kind of inspired by a true story. So that adds just even more to it. Seriously, go watch all these movies. But if you can only pick one, I guess, watch The Terminal. They're all wonderful. I mean, all Tom Hanks movies are wonderful. But these especially need to be revisited, like we said, and sit down and watch them. And let us know what you think. You can let us know in the comments here below on SoundCloud, or we're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere we're out there. Just hit us up. Make sure to click that little subscribe button on whatever you're listening to, Stitcher, iTunes, anything. That way you can get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Those guys are all about everything right now. Colby's more or less touring with 20 Seconds to Mars, or 30 Seconds to Mars, 20 Seconds. What am I talking about? He's going to be so mad. He's going to like two shows in a week with them, and a lot of great things. DC Animated Adventures, like we talked about, is really good. We're about to have some really great guests coming up on that. We're excited to let you know about. But if you want to talk to us, like, not on social media or anything, nightnerd at thenightnerd.com. Love hearing from everybody. Just hit me up on there, and I will gladly talk to you. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next time.